Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Nuance Needed podcast. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Sam.
And we are angry and bursting to talk about this today.
Oh, God.
We're here to talk about princess treatment slash feminine energy. But this all started from some of you all probably know because we shared about it on Instagram, but there is a video of a woman on Instagram, no, on TikTok, sorry, who is talking about princess treatment and specifically how when she goes out to dinner with her husband, she doesn't talk to the wait staff, she doesn't check in for the reservation, she doesn't order her dinner. It's just very, like, we did more of a deep dive into it, but this is what, I think it was that, and then looking at all the comments about how people want this. But before this girl started this video, there has been this whole trend on TikTok specifically about feminine energy. And then that has like led to princess treatment.
Well, all of this is indicative of the tradwife content machine that we are now forced to live with, grapple with, be exposed to. Everything that I know about these people's lives is against my will. I am not interested.
It's not totally against my will because I deep dove this pretty hard. I like found out a lot of things about princess treatment lady.
I want to hear from you because I'll stand up and I won't shut up for the next 2 hours.
Okay. I have so many thoughts. I'm trying to figure out how the best way is to organize it. I meet someone, Whitney, actually, who is like a friend of the pod. We've been on her podcast. She's great. Whitney Goodman. She does Calling Home. She actually, about like 4 months ago, sent me a TikTok about feminine energy and was like, you and Sam should talk about this on the podcast. And I was like, I don't know if I have like enough of an idea about it yet. But I was disappointed too because the person's video she sent me was someone who I like liked and who is someone who I've known to be more liberal or at least like moderate. So I was very surprised. So I think, yeah, maybe we should start with feminine energy because I think it like becomes, it's like princess treatment is like an extension of feminine that. Energy. And feminine energy started as a trend when I like was looking at it on TikTok like a year ago. Like this has been building up. Like you said, Sam, it's part of the trad wife movement. And I mean, I'm very interested like in also your commentary as like a single person, because I think how it started, because when I was dating when did I meet my husband? Like 2016. I remember, because I think Tony Robbins had like a Netflix special that came out or something called I'm Not Your Guru.
I remember seeing this, yeah.
And in it, I think he talked about like masculine and feminine energy. And I know that's been something like spiritual people and like self-help gurus, and especially the ones that like start borderlining into spirituality and like astrology seems to be where they like really deep dive into this. But I remember when I was like desperate to date and find someone, I remember being told a lot that the reason that I was not finding a partner was because I was too in my masculine energy. So it is a very common like dating coach trope of like men want to be leaders, men want to take care of you. So like you need to be soft and more feminine. And, you know, and I think what's hard is there's like a shred of truth in that, like everything. I just remember being told that I was too masculine. And like, I guess there could be a shred of truth in that, in terms of like, if you're trying to date someone and, you know, like, I think it's hard sometimes to, especially like sex, let's use this as an example, right? If you like want a guy to be more dominant in the bedroom, I think it is going to be harder to do that if you don't let him lead in the bedroom, so to speak. So I think like I get that, but I think honestly a lot of this whole feminine masculine energy is a way to like gaslight women into, especially when they're dating, which is why I'm very interested in your thoughts of like, it's your fault that you don't have a husband because you're too successful. And this whole, right, like this goes into like male loneliness crisis that you could really call like undateable men crisis and down and down. But tell me your, have you heard about this as someone who is dating? Tell me about that.
Oh, I've heard about this since I was a kid.
Yeah. I guess this is pretty Mormon coded.
There's like 2,000 years of feminine rage that I feel in my chest.
Yeah.
Okay. If I were to describe what I think I've seen happen as someone who's been a content creator for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. Almost 3 years, and a content consumer.
Yeah.
I would say I started to see the feminine masculine energy thing through the dating lens.
Yes.
That was the content I was getting fed.
Yeah.
Then I saw it shift into the trad wife. Mm-hmm. Like the whole point of being feminine is that it is your job to be at home. There's nothing mm-hmm. better than being at home. You mm-hmm. should be tending to your home, this, that, and the other thing. And tending to your man needs to be leading you, caring for you while you care for all this. Then I've recently see it shifted into this like way of being. Like, yes. I feel like the trad wife is the lifestyle, mm-hmm. but the princess treatment is how you operate within that lifestyle.
That's such a good way to explain it, I think. I think also kind of, I just interject too, I think the one step you might be missing also is like – the gaslighting of like, if you're not getting pregnant easily, correct. You're probably not in your feminine
correct.
Energy.
Yeah. So feminine energy is the aura and the mindset that you need to be in mm-hmm. within your trad wife lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then the princess treatment is how you behave.
Mm-hmm. But I think what's so scary about this, right, mm-hmm. is that all this stuff taken not looking at it as a line, mm-hmm. like we talked about a bit with Joe, you could just say, right, like some of the stuff is just like be in, like I watched a video that was like mm-hmm. be in your feminine energy and like light a candle, like don't rush, develop a routine. Like that's where the woo-woo dating stuff gets me, because I remember being told like, you don't love your life exactly as it is, right, you'll never attract a man. Like if you don't take care of your house, you'll never, like you have to invite your man, like the man into your house, like all of those things. And I think that's what drives me insane too, because yeah, like great, you should, you know, light a candle and enjoy your life and maybe don't rush so much, but it's the blame part that it always has to go to.
I think if I could like start really high level.
Yeah, yeah.
What sends me over the edge with all of this fucking bullshit is be a homemaker. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She never had a job because we were lucky enough that my dad made enough money that she could do that. And she took care of the house. She loved it. She decorated it. She loved doing all that stuff, whatever. She loved mm-hmm. taking care of us. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying like, I want to be really good at, you know, like cooking or baking or mm-hmm. I love sourdough or I've always wanted to have chickens in my backyard. There's nothing inherently mm-hmm. wrong with any of this. There's nothing wrong with saying like, oh, you know what? Sometimes like, I don't want to have to, you know, think about this. So I'm going to, you know, offload that to someone else or whatever. Or, you know what? I think I don't want to be so rigid in how things need to be done. I'm going to be willing to delegate a little more. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. I want to live my life a little more restful. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. What I am so sick of is, why does living that way always have to come at the cost of me having rights?
Yeah.
Why is it that anytime we start talking about you making fucking sourdough, it has to come with the tagline of, and by the way, it's too much to decide who to vote for. So yeah. I just vote for who my husband votes for. Like, yeah. Why is it that we can't just say like, hey, it's really cool that like you're know all these tips and tricks for like how to clean your house or like you know, how to use baking soda and vinegar to clean things rather than having to go out and buy more Clorox. Like, cool, mm-hmm. cool. Those are great skills. I love that. Why are you, if you want to choose to live that way, I love that. That's so great. Why are you so threatened by someone else feeling motivated and empowered outside of the home? Mm-hmm. Why does that have to mean I am not woman enough for you because I really like my career and I have mm-hmm. a lot of ambition yeah. and there's things I want to do and there's things I want to achieve. Why am I less of a woman?
Yeah.
Why are we not asking men to step up to the plate and figure out how to match me as a partner? Mm-hmm. Why does everything about my life have to come at my sacrifice? Mm-hmm. Why is everything about me having to figure out, oh, do you know what's actually really restful? Not speaking, not looking at people, not tying my shoes. Like, I'm so exhausted by this narrative that you cannot possibly, in their eyes, mm-hmm. have one without the other. But that's because all of this is politically coded and motivated.
Yeah.
All of this is religiously coded and motivated. This is the goal. When you consume this type of passive-aggressive content, this is what they're wanting you to feel. They are wanting you to question how you live your life. They are wanting you to have doubts about your dreams and your goals and your desires. They're wanting you to feel insecure about your sense of independence. They want you to feel that you have done something wrong. And I think as a single person, what sends me over the edge is like, guess what? If I choose the feminine energy you're talking about, I'm not paying my fucking bills.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, yep. Okay, so what do? I stand in my parking lot and wait for someone to come carry up my groceries? I don't carry up my groceries. Like, why does me carrying up my groceries now mean like I'm less of a woman or that I haven't achieved something in my life? I'm being so masculine. Like, mm-hmm. why does me functioning in my life as an independent adult mean that I'm being a man? I'm not a man. Yeah. I'm very proud of being a woman. And I'm very proud of the way I take care of myself as a woman. And I feel like my quote unquote, like way of life is the most attacked and judged mm-hmm. because I'm not filtering into that. I haven't mm-hmm. picked up a man out of loneliness mm-hmm. and figured out how to let him lead me, which I am telling you right now, 90% of these men, I don't want to be fucking led where they want to lead me. I'm telling you that right now.
Yep.
Where am I being led to? Your video game den? Please, miss me. Like, where am I being led to? Me having to raise you? Mm-hmm. Teach you how to have feelings and emotions because you feel intimidated by the fact that I've had a career and a job? Mm-hmm. And it's so infantilizing and demeaning to yourself as a person to sit there and say that the only way that you could possibly feel feminine is to erase your existence, mm-hmm. that you would need someone to tie your shoes for you. That you, why would I look at the hostess? Mm-hmm. Why would I say that we're here for this reservation? Why is your husband dropping you off at the curb and you going in and being like, oh, hey, we just have a reservation for two. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why? I fail to understand how that means you're not being a woman. It really frightens me. Mm-hmm. Frightens me legitimately to my core how many young girls and young women and young adults are watching this content
yeah.
and are either feeling bad about themselves that they're single, even more so than they're already made to be, mm-hmm. that they're feeling like there's certain things they're not allowed to do in life because that's not feminine. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so sinister. And it's like overwhelming to think of how far these women who advocate for these things, these women who advocate for tradwife lifestyles and this princess treatment and everybody in the comments saying like, oh my God, like this is the goal. This is what I want. Like this, like how they are so desperate to drag us back 100 years because they feel intimidated by the world changing.
Well, I think what's so interesting too is like I do think some of these creators don't even understand where the end of the pipeline is. I think they don't think that it – they may not even consciously like be thinking about this stuff. And I think obviously like the extreme trad wives do, but I think this creator specifically is an interesting case because she admits in her videos that she used to work and – She has one child, which isn't exact, you know, isn't super trad wifey, but yeah, she used to work full time until recently. They lived in New York. Now it seems like they moved back to Utah. It does seem like they've been married for forever. It seems like he was a couple years older than her, and she got married when she was a senior in college. It appears that that was what when she was at BYU. He was like a graduate of BYU. So like they definitely. I don't know if they're Mormon or not, but they clearly have roots. Mm-hmm. And I also think this girl very clearly, when you look through her content, like desperately wants to be an influencer.
Right.
Which is also hilarious to me because I'm like, well, you're working, babe. Like, right. You're trying to be an influencer. We don't normally pick on like one creator, but I think like she has so many layers to her when I deep dove it that I do think it's worth breaking down some of the contradictions. Mm-hmm. To understand how some of these things overlap or how the pipeline maybe progresses. Because I think that clearly, you know, she talks in her videos about how she recently got upgraded is what she calls it from being a stay-at-home mom to a housewife. She says that she got upgraded because her child is now 12 and needs her less, which is a very strange, like non-trad wifey thing to say. And also, you know, she says she got upgraded to first stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom. And now she's gotten upgraded to be a housewife. And now she calls herself a housewife and does these like housewife shifts and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's very strange. And also I think what's so strange is she does admit on some level that it's like silly. Like she says that in some videos of like, I know this is silly, but like you got to just be silly with it and like have fun with it. Like you're taking this too seriously. So that like on some level makes me be like, okay, you are aware of how ridiculous this is. And then it makes me be like, is this a kink? Do you know this is a kink? If it is a kink. But then also she is kind of like advocating for like get the princess treatment. This is great. You should get your princess treatment. And a lot of the like motivational how to get your man to treat you like a princess, how to get your man to do princess treatment is like through gifts. It's like I got princess treatment because now he like went out and he bought me Chanel flats. And this is how I send him a mood board for Valentine's Day of how I want to feel. And that's what he does for me now. And, you know, like how you can make your partner be more romantic and sort of this like if you want your partner to like do nice things for you, you know, then you have to be more feminine and submissive, which is like sort of are you trying to take back power in your own way in this? Is this abuse? And your husband wants you to be this way and you're convincing yourself of this? That you like it and it's a game? I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know. There's so many layers to this. You were the one that said it was a kink.
I DM'd you this and I said, I swear on my life.
Yeah.
This is what all of this is.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to what I said in my initial rant, which like there is nothing wrong. If you decide between you and your partner that this is how you guys want to live, mm-hmm. That is on you, babe. More power to you. Like, hand to the square. There are plenty of times in my life where I wish I had a partner I could rely on. Yeah. I wish I had a husband that I could make a quick phone call to or step out and be like, hey, could you do this? Could you help with that? Absolutely. Like, there is a cost benefit for any situation you find yourself in life.
Yeah.
I have, there's tons of pros because I'm single. There's tons of cons because I'm single, right? What I wish we could all see is that how you choose as a grown adult with your own autonomy to live your life is how you live your life. That is beautiful, wonderful, incredible. Mm-hmm. What I'm tired of is this is so, I think, because trad wife is, that is so, the lifestyle itself is so coded in
yeah.
religious messaging, political messaging, far right, fascism, like anti-democratic, illiberal principles, right? But I think this interesting concept of princess treatment is so sub-dom coded.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, for those of you that aren't familiar, within like the BDSM kink community, you have these relationships that are dominant and submissive.
No, I even saw – I saw a trad wife who was talking about wearing a day collar. And I'm just like, do you know what a day collar is?
No, they don't. And that's part of the problem. It's like this is – in a lot of other circles, this is a kink that occurs behind closed doors that nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
It's this idea of like wanting to be told what to do, wanting to surrender and have somebody like completely dictate mm-hmm. and own your life. And so I feel like they think they are being so new and so revolutionary mm. in understanding how this works and thinking that they've like cracked some code to existence when it's like, no, you're yeah. just living out this fantasy where you don't have to put in any effort or any labor in your own life, and you're seeing how far you can take that.
Yeah.
And what's hard is like that those lifestyles, quote unquote, or sexual choices are so wrapped up in shame.
Yeah.
Because sexual shame is a bedrock of religious belief systems and a bedrock of a lot of the conservative movement right now and Christianity in general. And I think there's a lot of people that don't recognize that's what's happening. And it's mm-hmm. like, if they listen to this right now, they would be apoplectic over like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that you would say that about this. Like, you're like disgracing God, whatever. And it's like, no, like, you're talking about a dynamic between you and your partner.
Yeah.
And I'm just so exhausted by this constant oppressive movement to say mm-hmm. like, no, because I'm into this kink, everybody has mm-hmm. to be into this kink. And what's funny is they spent 20 years losing their absolute minds about the quote unquote gay agenda,
mm-hmm.
right? Losing yep. their absolute minds about lifestyles being forced on people.
Yep.
And now what are we all being forced to see on our FYPs?
Mm-hmm.
You admitting with your whole chest that you don't want to have to tie your own shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the caveat that I think it's so mixed in this. It's like, yeah, inherently, I don't care how you and your husband decide to live. Exactly as you brought up, I think there's some concerns about control.
Yeah.
There's some concerns about abuse. And that is, I think that's the element of like the dom sub stuff that people don't recognize is that is all autonomous decisions, right?
Those very, are two, very strict consensual stuff.
Very heavy consensual, consent-based.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody finds people that are okay with that and want those things because you have to be coming in on the same level playing field. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about these marriages and these relationships operating this way, are you having those consenting conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like when you tell me that you're trying to like prime your husband and give him hints and clues, that tells me we're not having conversations.
Yeah.
That tells me you're not wanting to be direct about mm-hmm. it. So mm-hmm. why not? Mm-hmm. Why not go to your man and say, listen, I'm done doing anything. I actually mm-hmm. want to forego speaking in public as well. So how could we make this work? How do you feel about that? There is like mm-hmm. some abuse and control tactics within this. And I think in the reverse, men expecting women to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Men mm-hmm. wanting this like non-consensual, submissive, you know, it's why a lot of men on the right have said in their own manosphere and forums that they are attracted to women who identify as liberal or democratic because mm-hmm. they want to break you. That's literally what they say. They want to break you in like you're a fucking prized mare.
Ooh.
And it's dark.
Yeah. One of my friends is a journalist.
Oh my
and
God.
She went on like a year of dating conservative men.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll send you the article. And she was like interviewed about it. I wonder if she would come on our podcast. But
I would
love that. She dated that way purposefully.
Did they just do a special about her work?
Her name's Vera.
You
may have seen it.
I think I saw it. Oh, we need to have her on.
Yeah.
Tell us in the comments if you want us to have her on.
Yeah, it would. I think that would be. Yeah, it was in CNN. I wonder if she would do it. I'll reach out to her. Yeah. But yeah, like that would be so interesting because I read the article about it and it's really fascinating, you know. Mm-hmm. And she kind of said that she was on the edge of it. She kind of said like, oh, I voted both ways and yeah. I'm interested in your opinion and stuff. And people like loved that.
Yeah. That dominant side of them has been completely like pumped up and highlighted.
But it's because they're like primed. I mean, yes. I read a thing recently where someone I looked up to, a psychologist online who's a child psychologist, she like just for an experiment said she was like a 12-year-old boy and created an Instagram and didn't follow anyone and then saw the content and like paused briefly on the more manosphere type content and her algorithm just got completely hijacked. And a lot of it is like anti-women, like women are ruining your life. It's like anti-immigrant stuff, but like women, right? It's like they're taking your jobs and like you need to claim what's rightfully yours. And my God, it is such a huge problem. And
a lot of these women assume a soft life is freedom.
Well, this is like the backlash to like girl boss, which like, yes, we
yeah, we girl boss too girl close boss. To the sun. I know.
Like it was too much. Everyone doesn't need to be a girl boss.
Right.
But this like overcorrect back is so – it's just like, no, like it's not that you need to stay home and like you need fair – like you need to make more money. You need like fair treatment. You need – we need – equitable division. Like there are so many problems in this country and it is like it is not masculine and feminine energy.
No. And I don't because okay, let's have the conversation of there are things that men are good at and there are things that women are good at. We both have different interests, we both have different drives, we both have different motivations. That's fine. Like I have zero problem with saying like I am different from a dude and a dude is different from me.
Yeah.
Like I have no problem saying that.
You could say that there are some people who are more driven, are more ambitious, are more dominant, are more leaders, right? But the problem is when we categorize that as masculine and feminine.
Right.
Because then it's not – then it becomes about this is how a woman should be, this is how a man should be versus some people – are more ambitious and more dominant and more outspoken. And some people are quieter and they're like less ambitious and they're more careful and they're more soft spoken. And like it has nothing to do with your genitalia or your gender.
No, it has nothing. It has nothing to do with that. And I just don't understand why we can't let people discover who it is that they are.
Right.
Who are you on an individual level? What do you know about yourself? Why are you wanting this lifestyle? Is it because it's what you've been told for the last 25, 30 years? Yeah. Or is it because it's what you actually want? But we don't let people explore that.
Yeah.
Because women who are ambitious are told to sit down and shut up. So women never actually know if they are truly ambitious.
Yeah.
And why? I mean, I know why. I know patriarchy, misogyny, it's centuries, millennia old, I get it. Yet, why is it still that all of this, that talking about someone living how they want to live has to be tied in me, either going along with that or being treated as a second-class citizen? I do not care if you want to have that dynamic in your relationship, but don't you dare come for my right to vote. Don't you dare stall progress on equal pay. Don't you dare stall progress on childcare, on healthcare, on anything else that is going to help make society more equitable. And I'm sorry, if you are threatened by the idea of society being more equitable, you are the problem. You are the problem. If seeing people different from you, from different backgrounds, different socioeconomic status, different people, period. Someone that you don't know, a stranger. If knowing that that stranger has equal access to resources as you and you are threatened by that,
Yep.
With my whole chest, I want you to know you're the problem. You are, in fact, the problem, and you have some serious internal work to do if you are threatened by the existence of someone else. Because I'm not threatened by your existence. That's not why we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. What I'm threatened by is that you are spending all of your time pumping out this content that is all about suppression, mm-hmm. all about oppression, all about losing access and losing ground to hard-fought, hard-won rights. And you are telling me that as a single woman, I'm not woman enough. And that there is something inherently wrong with me just because this is how my life has played out. Mm-hmm. Miss me.
Yeah.
Miss me with this.
Well, the whole idea of your worth as right. a human, as a woman, whatever, mm-hmm. it like that we tie that to partnership.
Exactly.
Is one of the most fucked up things in the world because literally so much finding a partner is luck.
It is.
Literally. And it no is. One acknowledges that. And no. everyone just acts like if you just like work hard enough and hustle enough, mm-hmm. you can find a man mm-hmm. or, you know, a partner. And that's just not like, yes, like sometimes there is an element, of course, of like putting yourself out for there sure. and going on dates. But it also matters where you live. It matters how old you are. It matters. There's so mm-hmm. many things. It matters about your friend group. Like there's so many things. And yeah, it drives me insane.
And, you know, the other thing too is like I hope I find someone.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm mentally wrapping my mind around of like getting myself back out there.
Yeah.
And trying that. But honestly, like when you see the yes. state of the world, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard, guys. For those of you that have been partnered for a long time or, you know, yeah, I guess for those of you that have been partnered for a long yes. time or have found someone – I'm telling you right now, like these streets are not easy.
Yeah.
And when you are a single woman who has a stable life, you have a good job, you make good money, you have your independence, you have your freedom, the bar for entry is very yes. high.
Yes, as it should be, because right. that's the problem, right? It's like that should be everyone's bar.
Exactly.
Everyone should be able to be – and right, we can look at America. Right. We can look at the yes. – we can look at all the problems of capitalism right. and the problems of absolutely. People not able to support themselves, get good jobs, technology, Silicon Valley, all mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. But on a baseline, I hope if you have a child, you want them to be able to support themselves and live a life that's good enough that – they are not debt in like they can't that they can't not survive without a partner, regardless of their gender.
I, you know, thank God my immediate family was not like this. And I was very much encouraged by my mom who didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Both of my parents. It was when you go to college, yeah. when you do this. Like I remember having a conversation with my dad when I was 4 years old in the car. I remember him saying to me, when you go to college, like that yeah. is. And that is a privilege. That's a privilege as a woman who was raised in a religious community, yeah. a fundamentalist religious community, to have been told that messaging.
Yep.
I thought college was mandatory until I got to middle school.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was optional. Mm-hmm. But the majority of women in some of these communities and the majority of women, I think in general, are not told that messaging. Mm-hmm. And what's so infuriating for me is I remember being told like, well, you go to college – to wait, like to do mm. something with your time while you're waiting to meet someone. And then there was all of this coded language of like, oh, she's studying to be a teacher. That's such a good job for a mom. Mm. That's a really easy career. I know,
you just lived such a different life.
I lived such a different life.
Sam, because that was not the conversation no. at all. And I think this is important because those of us that live
free.
In cities, in liberal areas, you know, yeah, like not in a religious community. I think we completely forget
mm-hmm. like I
that this happens.
Being in this position now and seeing all of this content now, I can look back to like 2002 to 2007.
Yeah.
And I can see the seeds of this being yeah. planted in some yeah. of the communities. The way older people started speaking to us.
Do you think there was a shift or do you think you just like that was when you paid attention? Like has this always been there and now social media just exists?
No, there was with George W. Bush. That was when what people were panicking about, and this is in the Mormon religion, the world that I lived in. However, I think it was probably pretty similar in the evangelical world and the Catholic world and all that. There was a lot of paranoia about, quote unquote, the way society was going. There was this fear that the values of the world and the values of the Lord were diverging.
And that
was through gay rights. That was through immigration policy. That was with, you know, equality for women, that like liberal society. I remember hearing about how that was a threat. That there was concern that the world was different from what God intended. And so I think when I talk about that idea of seeing these seeds compared to now with the far right movement and how emboldened they are for their lifestyles and pushing it on other people and Project 2025 and all those sorts of things, I can see that paranoia back in the early 2000s of them. They truly believed that there would be a day where it would be illegal to be Christian. Like there were people that legitimately thought like in the end times.
What a good, like what a good message to create to honestly get everyone to rally around you.
Exactly.
It's genius. And now we're at, we should be a Christian nation.
We should be Christo-fascists. Like that's where it is. But then that's, I think that's what adds to so much of my rage and my anger with this.
Yeah.
Is I've seen women in real time get completely screwed.
Right. Where I literally don't know a single person in my life
Who
that happened to. Every single one of my friends and family members works. Like, and had a career. And stuff like that.
But then it was really weird because there were, like, in leadership of the Mormon church at large. So, like, organizational leadership, not just local. There were these like two women who had never been married and they were older. And it was like
shocked they were allowed to do that.
Shocked. But then they were like, they were put on a pedestal, but then it was like you didn't want to be them, right?
Like so they're like down, nuns kind of, but not a little bit. Nuns.
Like you didn't want to be them, but you'd look at them and be like, wow, look at how capable they are. Like it was this weird messaging. When they were like really prominent, they still kind of are in some ways, but when they were like at the peak of their fame, for lack of a better term, that was when I kind of started to tune out of some of this stuff. So I had already kind of stopped buying into all of these lines. But I think with this, it's so interesting to me, this concept of princess treatment and how it ties into tradwife stuff. Because to me, tradwife is inherently about labor.
Well, if you have a farm... But that is what is interesting. That's where it sort of diverges, is it's almost like princess treatment is this extreme privileged version
of trad wife.
That was what I kept thinking when I was watching her stuff, is I was just like, the level of privilege you must have to be so concerned and spend all of your time. And it made me think of self-care in a different way too. Like, you know, the level of privilege to literally bury your head in the sand. The level of privilege to be so concerned about your husband creating a Valentine's Day that goes with your mood board. The amount of privilege you have to be that self-centered is mind-boggling. Okay, so if you're listening to this episode and feeling like, oh my gosh, I could actually really use a therapist, we've got you. My practice, Therapy for Women Center, has therapists licensed in 43 states across the country. This is also where Sam and I work, so if you're interested in working with one of us, reach out to us at therapyforwomencenter.com. And if we aren't a fit, like I said, we have therapists who can definitely help you. All the therapists are hired by me, trained by me, handpicked by me, and we really back and support our therapists. We vouch for them, unlike some of these big online therapy platforms. Also, if you're local to the Philadelphia area, we have 3 office locations there. So I would love for you to go to our website, therapyforwomencenter.com, and check it out.
I'll get fed content as well that kind of talks about this idea of like being spoiled.
I haven't seen that.
I'm going to be spoiled. I want to be spoiled by my man, which also all of this, let's just pause. All of this is so infantilizing, by the way. This is so infantilizing. Like when you're talking to me about like, I don't tie my shoes, bitch.
Yeah.
Are you too?
It is so infantilizing.
That is so infantilizing. And I think
unless even, it's a kink and then great. Exactly. Consent, great. Go.
More power to you. But then stop blowing up my FYP as if I have to live this way, please.
Yeah. Encouraging other people and acting as though this is the norm.
This is how people should be behaving.
Yeah. And if you want a man, you need to be more in your feminine energy and, you know, how you can get your boyfriend to give you the princess treatment. It's like, do you also want to be a sugar baby?
Right.
Like, sound like it a little bit of like the gifts and stuff like that. Like, that's not what marriage or partnership is. Like, I get it. Like, I'm sure people who are listening are like, that's one of my love languages and it's how I feel appreciated and like, great.
Yes.
But I think we also need to not measure love by – like gifts can be like intention and thinking about the person and things like that. But the way that it's like measured in like how much money someone spends on you is also incredibly privileged and gross.
Well, and I also – I really value effort.
Yeah.
I value effort. And when I'm in a partnership, I – will take it very seriously how I support the other person and I'm there for the other person because I am going to expect that. Like, I want you to be someone that I can rely on and I want you to feel that you can rely on me. Like, that's the whole point of it. You're supposed to add to each other's lives and make each other's lives better. But this weird – I think when people start using the word spoiled, I get a little – a couple pink flags pop up for me because I'm a little like – then you don't – it's exactly as you said. You don't want a partnership then.
Yeah.
And I think with some of this princess treatment, it's almost like it's giving like slavery.
That's what I was – like I wasn't going to say the word slavery. But I was going to say like when we need this intense level of gift giving and spoiling, it makes me be like, what are you making up for?
Yeah.
What is happening that –
that you need that you cannot
like most women just want the man to do the dishes and to do like to do some mental labor
and also why are you talking to me about this?
Yeah.
If this is what you truly think should be happening in partnership, why are you making content that's speaking to me? Yeah. You need to be making content that's speaking to men because I can tell you right now, most men ain't going to do that.
Well, maybe if someone is really submissive enough and they're into it too. Mm-hmm. But that's the weird thing. Like that's what's kind of different about – and that's where it like – to me, it, like the feminine energy leads into the princess treatment a bit too because it's – then there's like the concept of I'm just a passenger princess of the universe. And like lucky girl syndrome, right? And like everything works out for me. And I saw this, the video that I sent you. There was another video I sent you about feminine energy of this woman being like, women are born on top of the mountain and men are born at the bottom of the mountain.
We could do a whole episode on my thoughts on that video alone.
And men have to climb up the mountain and their job is like they have to work hard and get the woman. And the woman's job is to just stay at the top of the mountain and be feminine and know that everything's going to work out. And as someone who has like scraped and clawed their way into things, like through addiction, through everything. I am just like, what? The amount of privilege, again, to just be like, there's a shred of like, yes, relax, trust.
Right.
The universe, trust. Don't kill yourself as much and things like that, which is advice that I definitely should take. But yeah, the level of privilege to just be like, everything works out for me and everything is great and I'm not worried about anything. And then, then it leads to exactly what you were saying, Sam, of like, so you're not worried about us, you know, you're not worried about what's going on in the country. You're not thinking critically about the content you're seeing. You're not concerned at all.
I have, and maybe this is my like hyper-independent trauma. Yeah. I get that. But I have a really hard time respecting someone who is so allergic to any type of effort in their life. Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
I have a really hard time with someone who thinks that they are so above showing up for people, being mm-hmm. respectful of other people, acknowledging the existence of other people, like thinking that they are so above it, they can completely just shove, as you said, shove their head in the dirt and be like, but I'm soft life girly. Because as someone who, and we've had this conversation before, I am definitely a more spiritual person myself. That is something yeah. that has carried over even in my deconstruction. I am someone who is prayerful and meditative. I do kind of buy into some of the astrology stuff sometimes here and there. However, the difference is I'm not telling everybody else that's the only right way.
Yeah.
I found what works for me. Yep. And what I think is so disgusting when you talked about that, like, yeah, in this video, this girl, she says, like, women are born at the top of the mountain, men are born at the bottom. I'm like, girl, I was born under the mountain, if you will, to use an ACOTAR reference. I don't know why acknowledging that someone has had to put in effort in their own life is seen as a mark against them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what that messaging is.
I mean, let's also back up to, like, minorities, right?
Exactly.
Like people in the LGBTQ yes. community.
Minority communities at large.
You can't not put in effort. And that is why it is revolutionary for people, like for like Black women and stuff like that, to rest, to do these different things and stuff like that. But that is a totally different context than someone who is super privileged and is just like, I need to live a soft girl life.
It tells me you're not a durable person. I just think if you have been born at the top of the food chain like that and you are so offended by work,
mm-hmm.
you're not someone that I can relate to.
Yeah.
Like I have so much respect for people that show up to their own life
mm-hmm.
and they put in effort and they fight for themselves and they fight for the people that they love and they fight for what they believe in and they absolutely rest when they're tired and they take breaks and they take pauses, but they want to build something. And I don't care if building that something is going out and running for office or running a major corporation or starting a business or like becoming partner at a law firm, like all of that is incredible.
Or having a family.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Or if you want to build an incredible home, if the thought of like building your dream home and having this incredible garden in your backyard and it's filled with kids and family and friends, all of these visions are so beautiful and necessary because everybody has different values
mm-hmm.
and everybody has different drives and motivations and ambitions. And this bizarre obsession with like traditional lifestyles and like princess treatment and being cared for and infantilized and whatever, it's so dismissive of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you choose, I want to grab some of these young girls by the hand that are understandably so kind of captivated by these ideas and think it's real. Mm-hmm. Honey Bunch, it is so the opposite of real.
Yeah.
Even if you decide to be a stay-at-home wife, a stay-at-home mom, short of you being in the stratosphere of high income earners, that is going to be work.
Yep.
That is going to be effort.
Unless you can afford nannies.
Nannies and chefs and trainers and
yep.
you can have, you know, drivers and people that take your kids to all the different activities so you can go to Pilates. Like, and I'm sorry, that world is very hard to break into. That world is a difficult world to tap into and marry because they marry each other. And I think it's interesting too, this idea of like privilege and oppression, that they really are copying this concept of royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like this idea of being above, of being yeah. better, of being above things, not yes. not just people, yes. but things and behavior and this exclusive elite mm-hmm. lifestyle that's like, no, like I am above.
Yeah.
Speaking to the hostess. I don't yeah. do that. And in the video, in a couple of her videos, I think it's mm-hmm. interesting that this one creator, she stresses like, it's not about being better than.
Right, right, right.
No, it is.
Well, I think she's so obsessed with acting like, quote unquote, a princess that she has like lost touch with reality.
tell me that you're not paying attention to the royal families of Europe like I am. It's not like Kate Middleton's not doing that.
Or like if she is, it's because it's like safety related, maybe. Yes. Like that's how I took it as like, oh, you're pretending that like you're this way because like they don't do it because it's like not safe for them to like.
Yeah, like interact on like a more casual level. But
they probably do also. I don't follow the royal family enough. You do more that you could like probably.
No, tell they me do. More and about even, that. Even like, okay, so like the British royal family is like the one, right?
Yes.
But there's also like, there's the Danish royal family, there's the Swedish royal family, there's Greek royal family. Like there's still like royal families that exist. Mm-hmm. And they're all doing like service and community work, and they're like in the dirt and they show up and they all like do all these different events and things and they hope, like that's effort.
Yeah.
They're not just like floating around. I mean, they're for a long time they all did, but whatever. But in the modern iteration,
yeah,
they're not. And I'm not sitting here trying to be like a monarchy apologist or whatever. It's problematic systems.
Yeah.
But I think to give an example of this bizarre romanticizing of this idea of what it meant to be a princess, because if we really want to go there, oh, by the way,
Diana died.
And
Meghan was miserable.
Meghan
and had to claw her way out. Harry was clearly miserable too.
Long walk off a short pier. But I think too, like, okay, fine. You really want to get into like royal family history and you think this is how like princesses operate and this idea of princess treatment and feminine energy. You wouldn't be married to your husband. Mm-hmm. You would have been married off to somebody you'd never met before who was 30 years older than you so that you could have his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when he died, you would be sent to a nunnery. Like, stop it with this, like, weird, mystical, mythical, like, there was a time when women just floated through the world and didn't have to do anything.
I just think that people act like being a stay-at-home mom was so great and so easy. And it's just like, I mean, my mom was miserable as a stay-at-home mom. Like, she used to tell me every day that when you quit your job, you lose power. And she would be like, never quit your job.
Yep. My mom was the same way. My mom told me the same thing. She said, this is hard. This is it's a hard life. And I think, you know, this weird, like if women said that they were unhappy or struggling, their husbands literally took them to a psychiatrist. They weren't allowed to speak with the psychiatrist. They were either given drugs or they were admitted to a psychiatric facility where they were more likely than not given a lobotomy.
Correct.
And that was simply because you told your husband, hey, dickhead, I wish you would come home from work at night.
Has
and
anyone
help out.
Watched Mad Men?
No, like, that's the whole thing.
If you watched Mad Men, like, it is not cute.
No.
It is not fun. Maybe not you fun. Like how they dressed.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
Now, again, none of this is saying, like, don't be stay-at-home moms. Right. Like, it's great. But I think to say that that's the only way to be is just categorically false. The only reason it was the only way to be is because women couldn't have credit cards until the late 70s.
Yep.
The reason things are different now is because women have access to choice.
Yep.
It's not some crumbling of like the moral fabric of society. It's that women finally have access to do things that 200 years ago, women would have literally gnawed off their left arm to have the opportunity to do.
And if you really care about more people staying at home and having the opportunity and spending time with your kids, you should actually be worried about the economy and minimum wage and healthcare, childcare, people being able to afford a home, all of those things. Because that's what happened.
Because you're painting a vision that doesn't exist right now in the way systems are operating and the way things have panned out with certain policies. And the other thing that I want to bring up too is I have absolutely zero problem with men being what I think you could say is chivalrous, right? Mm-hmm. I don't get bent out of shape if a guy holds the door for me. I think it's nice. It's endearing. I get it. For them, it's a sign of respect. I appreciate that. I do not get bent out of shape at the thought of a man helping me out with things or being my partner or doing things with me. This isn't about saying like men now have to be, you know, ignore women or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to do that because you think less of me.
Yes, I agree.
I don't want you to be doing that because you think I am beneath you and because I need someone to take care of me. Yes. If you want to care for me, that's mm-hmm. a different thing. Mm-hmm. If you worry about me and you want to make sure that I'm okay and, you know, you show me love through different acts of service or whatever, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's what I hope for in a partnership. I want you doing that because you think I am your equal. Mm-hmm. Not because – or I don't want you thinking I'm better than you. Yeah. I don't want you thinking that either.
Yeah.
Because I certainly won't think you're better than me. But like that's – so I just want to make sure we yeah. address that too, because I think there can be people like, well, damn, what are men supposed to do? I don't know. Figure out how to be respectful adults.
And like split labor in yes. the home. Like go get the Fair Play deck and look at what the different things are in the house. Yeah. Because I do think like, yeah, if my husband's does some traditional things. He takes out the trash. He deals with our car. Yeah. Like, he does that. And right. I don't feel the need to, like, prove
that you can that
I
that.
Need to do that. Like, I'm happy to give that to him. And I do other things, like manage our schedules, manage childcare, mm-hmm. like, research how to be a parent, things like that. So, yeah, it's also, like, you can decide based on what you guys want and what your strengths are versus it's, like, I never do this because that's just – like, she's like, I never leave the house after 3 p.m. Like, my outside time is, like, 1 to 3 p.m. And I'm just like, are you a cat? I'm so confused.
She needs to be studied.
I wonder if this is all just fake and she's doing it to get attention. I mean, some of her day in the life videos are so different than mm-hmm. the, like, princess treatment. Like, she literally – it's like she's cosplaying an influencer of, like, and I have to get – and then I have my whole milk latte. And you know that I have to do my Pilates. Like, she does everything that is, like, popular right now. She has the Ralph's cup. Oh. She has the mat – like, the LED mask. She has that, like, minky blanket. Mm-hmm. She has a reformer in her house. She drinks lemon tea at night. She gets Saqqara, right? All the girlies, like, love Saqqara and showing the Saqqara. Like, she cooks from home. Like, it's – yeah. I don't know. She also went on a trip to Tulum recently, and, like, she made, like, 45 videos, not exaggerating, of
– Tulum.
Tulum. And I'm just like, how much content did you need to get out of this?
Tulum for a vacation, yes. for an influencer? Groundbreaking.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So hopefully you guys don't think that we're, like, picking on this girl. It's not just about her. I just think that she is such, like, a walking, confusing contradiction that overlays all of these different layers we've been thinking about.
I think it's the ultimate manifestation. And you know what? Maybe it is rage bait. Maybe it's maybe it's her taking advantage of the cultural system at play.
I couldn't relate less to rage bait. That's what's fascinating to me is I always forget that people do that.
I know. I can't because I'm imagine. Just
like
I can't do it.
I am it takes me so much to just, like, be myself, let alone purposely try to piss people off. No. Oh my God.
No. It couldn't be me.
Alrighty. Well, we hope that you got something out of this very windy journey.
Yeah. We're all
of an episode.
The place.
And let us know your thoughts. As always, we'd love to hear from you. We love seeing your comments on Spotify or tag us on Instagram or join us over on Substack.
Yeah, Substack's great. And anything, again, you can do to rate, review, share, subscribe. We love all of your written reviews. We read every single one of them. If you could share to social media, let people know what you're listening to, that would mean the world to us as well.
See you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.